Father Jared Roderick here, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to this very special conclusion to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me.
Come and be born.
Be born in me.
Something is happening. Something great. Something glorious. The stable, once unspeakably, painfully cold, slowly dulls. The harsh whistling of the wind almost seems to be harmonizing with itself, an angelic whispering tone. Every thought, every feeling, every pain, every fear, every single thing that was present before ceases to be as you hear it. The shuffling of tired feet in the damp hay, labored breathing, winded from a journey. When suddenly, a hand grasps the latch on the stable door and fights it open against the fierce, cold wind. This holy maiden and her most loving, faithful spouse. They hasten inside, protecting themselves from the cold. This humble Joseph creakily closes the door and returns to Mary's side. But wait, you think to yourself, how can this be? I thought the little lowly king would be my guest this night. It was he whom I have sought. Has all this progress been in vain? Has my preparation been for naught? But wait, there beams a glorious light, like the radiance of the rising sun. The harmonizing winds join angel choirs who magnify in praise. What holy fear, what wonderful awe fills their hearts within the stable. The choirs multiply, heavenly hosts, they sing in glorious song. As messengers, they are sent beyond to make this message known. Who better than the shepherds, keeping watch at night, longing and waiting for the morning light? Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. They sing, they shout, they hail, as silence overcomes the world, and our God removes the veil. You, the lowly little manger, however could it be you? Of all of God's creations, it would be you he'd choose. Behold, in pure perfection, the stupendous Lord of Light, seeking your gentle affection. Though he be grander, force and might. From immaculate hands, He is raised on high to marvel and to gaze, then lowered to the lowly manger, where, alas, the Savior lays. The purest of persons in the filth of your manger, the Messiah within your mess, your dirtiness is his littlest danger. So, alas, the King, he rests. With every breath, I can't believe it. My wildest thoughts could not conceive it. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Can it be that he affords to dwell within my simple self and not desire any else? He sleeps. He rests. I cannot believe this unworthy love. How can it be for thee, my love, that just me is somehow enough? Rejoice, rejoice, O all that's within me, rejoice. O my King comes to set me free. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say, rejoice. He has chosen to be born in me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born.